Welcome to PharmaPulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast where we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, data and tech, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and today we're covering new COVID-19 vaccine guidance, Pfizer's latest acquisition, and a digital innovation aimed at improving GLP-1 adherence. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices has shifted its guidance on COVID-19 vaccination for certain groups to a shared decision-making model. Instead of universal recommendations, providers are encouraged to discuss risks and benefits with individual patients. Experts say this approach reflects the evolving nature of the virus, as well as a growing emphasis on tailoring vaccination strategies to patient needs. In business news, Pfizer is acquiring Metsera, a biotech focused on obesity and cardiovascular disease treatments. The deal adds promising candidates to Pfizer's pipeline at a time when competition in the obesity drug market is heating up, particularly around GLP-1 therapies. Analysts see the move as a strategic step to diversify Pfizer's portfolio beyond COVID-19 products and reinforce its position in high-demand therapeutic areas. Lastly, in digital health, Closed Loop Medicine has teamed up with WeDosify to introduce an adaptive dosing platform designed to help patients stick with their GLP-1 treatments. The system personalizes dosing schedules and provides real-time feedback, with the goal of reducing side effects and improving long-term adherence. As GLP-1 demand continues to soar, tools that support patient experience and persistence are becoming a key part of the treatment ecosystem. From evolving vaccine guidance to pipeline growth and digital adherence tools, these stories highlight the intersection of science, business, and patient care shaping the pharma industry today. That's it for this episode of PharmaPulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.